Hi everybody, this is Scott Saad. I was hoping today to take a break from all the lunacy, but as you know, the tsunami of lunacy does not stop from crashing on the shores of reason, and so here I am. Earlier today, I posted a bunch of comments on my social media. Some of you who don't follow me on social media might be interested in hearing my thoughts about freedom of speech, about coddling particular groups and infantilizing them, about cancel culture. So I've culled together all of my tweets from today on these topics, and I'm going to share them with you now. So here we go. In a free society, no individual, group, or ideology is beyond ridicule, mockery, satirizing, criticism, etc. This is the definition of what it means to live in a free society. To be free is more than deciding when you'll be stopping at McDonald's. To be free is to recognize that nothing is sacrosanct. Once you see the centimeter from these central tenets, a meter will be requested. Once you see the meter, a kilometer will be requested. The slippery slope of appeasement is a road to hell. Defend freedom. No one is above having their feelings hurt. I get attacked and insulted a million times per year. It can be tough. It can be annoying. But such is the price that you pay for living in a free society. Autocratic monarchies, dictatorships, and religious states do not permit humor and mockery against them. Free societies do. A confident individual, nation, or ideology is capable of deflecting criticism, mockery, and scrutiny. It is anti-fragile. Part of being anti-fragile is to be capable of engaging in self-deprecation, as this serves as an honest signal of one's strength. If an entity is incapable of withstanding such stressors, it is antithetical of what it means to live in a free society. Learn these lessons. Internalize them. Memorize them. Nothing in a free society is above ridicule. Nothing. When you state that group X cannot be mocked, you are infantilizing them. You are stating that they are incapable of handling scrutiny in ways that 10,000 other groups can. You are stating that they do not have the emotional and cognitive fortitude to withstand that which others can. There are groups that have been persecuted, vilified, exterminated, ostracized for thousands of years. One such group has a name that rhymes with news. And within its culture, self-deprecation and humor have offered it a survival mechanism. Again, nothing is above ridicule. Those groups who cry at the thought of being ridiculed or criticized should be more ridiculed and criticized. Until they walk tall and proud, confident in their self-identity, as to not require special infantilizing and coddling. You're welcome. Reminder, judge people based on their individual merits and flaws. Do not judge them based on irrelevant, immutable characteristics. Support the individual dignity of all individuals and always support freedom of speech and freedom of thought. The rest are details. Now let me just very quickly say a few words about cancel culture, because I'm receiving an increasing number of emails from all sorts of people, all sorts of walks, who are being canceled for truly hallucinatory reasons. The people who participate in cancel culture are cowardly fascists. They cannot debate ideas, so they seek to silence by any necessary means. If they had the power to kill you, they would. Instead, they seek to silence you in other ways. People with integrity face their ideological interlocutors in the arena of ideas. They debate, they agree, they disagree, etc., and then they shake hands and walk away. This is the bedrock of free societies. It is the bedrock of freedom of speech and freedom of thought. It is the bedrock of academic freedom. And yet we are allowing fascists to intimidate us into silence. Don't cede an inch. You have the right to your opinions. You have the right to your thoughts. I implore you to speak out against all injustices, including the assault on our ethos of freedom. Imagine the young people who engage in cancel culture being pursued in a similar manner once they have families and careers and responsibilities. They would likely look back at their terroristic actions with great regret and shame. And yet I would never condone that we retaliate against such grotesque and indecent human beings in equal measure. I wish that these young people would learn about what it is to have honor, dignity, and integrity, but they can't. They are driven by ideological zealotry and hate. Agree with me or I cancel you. Terrible. If you agree with this message, even if you disagree with it, share it. Start a conversation. We only grow by sharing conversations with one, having conversations with one another, sharing ideas that might make us feel uncomfortable. Actually, there's absolutely nothing uncomfortable in anything that I've said. It is banal in how clear it is that that's the only way that free societies can flourish. And yet in today's world, it is controversial to say, hey, let's have a conversation. Let's not kill each other, either literally or metaphorically or figuratively. Quickly, we gallop. I wish you all a good evening, a great Sunday. And hopefully reason will eventually prevail. Take care, everybody.